kan vara du ska vara kvar. Tänk inte på skigon, då när du var där hundra dagar, om du hugger när du var nådas. Nej, Aboriginal voices. Oskar det var när Oskar, nej, Jota FM CFRC.
See 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And 6 o'clock is a good time for everybody to be part of our show today. Ani Nichkimank, Doug Farquhar, Dishnikos, Minwa Sean Story, Esna Minwa, Nishnabi, Nawewin. And here we go. A special evening, Sean.
Douglas, I have to stop you right there. Can you not hear me at all?
Not much, yeah.
Why not?
I have no idea. Go ahead.
Turn your speaker up. Can you hear us now? Why?
You sound like you're...
Is it plugged in?
You're at the other end of the tin can.
No. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Wouldn't that be better?
How about now?
No, same thing. Anyway, Sean...
What?
You have a special guest sitting with you.
We do. We have Cleo.
Yes. Hello.
How are you, Cleo?
I'm doing well. It's my first live show.
First live. Now, why would you ever want to do radio?
Because I love music. And I love sharing it with people. And I have a lot of friends and family that live very, very far away. And the radio can be listened to by anybody.
That's perfect. Anyone, anywhere in the world.
Anyone, anywhere in the world. And I have family all over the world, so.
Oh, very good. Yeah, so this is going to be... Now, you did have a guest on your show. You were actually the host of the show at 5 o'clock till 6 o'clock tonight.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
She's already done this?
No. I haven't done a live... No.
This is her first live show at CFRC.
Oh, I see. You've recorded shows.
Yes.
All right. What show is that?
All Tunes. All Tunes. 5 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Okay. So 5 p.m. Tuesday, you could listen to Cleo.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 6 o'clock, you can listen to Aboriginal Voices. And you can keep listening 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. All
sure.
year long?
That's I believe right. that is true.
Yeah.
If you want, you can listen 24 hours a day.
Or go back and listen at CFRC.ca.
I don't know that it's possible, Doug.
I'll just go get some more coffee and we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so welcome.
Thank you.
And it'll be a lot of fun tonight. We're going to give you some chances to explore all the equipment that you're sitting in front of right now.
My question is always, Cleo, do you go to school here?
I do go to school here, yes.
All right. Now, area of study.
It's called PPE, Political Science, Philosophy, and Economics.
Wow.
All together.
I like the political part.
Oh, yeah?
I like the science part. I'm not quite sure I like to go to philosophy classes too often.
Wait a minute, you said philosophy?
Yes, philosophy as well. Philosophy and economics and political science.
So how does philosophy and political science mesh?
Can you
explain away politics through philosophy?
Yes, a lot of political theories, I guess, are philosophical theories because you're talking about moral virtue and justice, and those are all philosophical ideas that we have turned to.
Most of which politicians don't have.
Very, very, very true. My dad always told me and my brother when he left the house, no monsters are politicians, so...
Yeah, that's true. Anyways.
Oh, say that again. No monsters.
Or politicians.
Or politicians. Okay.
There you go.
I like that.
I'm enjoying that conversation. Anyways, you've come here.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to tell you earlier when you couldn't hear me that I'm over here teaching Cleo. And we didn't turn on your mic.
You did a good job.
Well, she figured it out. It was my little test. It was my little test with Cleo.
To see if you're doing it right.
Anyways,
yeah.
I tell that on myself.
Oh, okay. And while we're talking, Cleo, you might want to pick the song that you're going to introduce later, but I want to tell you a little bit about, you could do that now then. And I wanted to let people know what we're going to be doing tonight. I went to the library, our little local library, and took the books back that you and I talked about the last 2 weeks, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, they said, oh, here's a book you might be interested in. Based on, I guess they're following me with their AI system. I'm not sure. But no, they
a lot better AI than following us.
I came away with two books. So and this will be perfect for you.
Ontario Amber Alert in effect. The Peel Regional Police have requested an Amber Alert on October 21, 2025. Victim 1 Skylar Rose Deshipper, 1 year old, girl, white. Suspect 1 Anthony Deshipper, 38 years old, male, white. Suspect vehicle is a 2024 black Nissan Kick license plate FRV4520, Quebec. Last seen in Brampton, if observed call 911 https://amberalert.op.ca.
Ontario en alerte, alerte tombée. Peel Regional Police a demandé une alerte tombée le 21 octobre 2025 victime à Skylar Rose Deshipper, 1 an, fille, race blanche. Suspect un Anthony Deshipper, 38 ans, homme, race blanche. Nissan Kick 2024 noir plaque d'immatriculation FRV4520 Québec recherché. Vu pour la dernière fois à Brampton si aperçu. Composé le 9-1, https://ambralaire.op.ca.
We're going to talk about that between now and 7 o'clock.
All right.
And then after 7 o'clock, we're going to continue our talk about food security in the last 40 minutes of the show because we have a dietitian coming to talk to us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
So just, you know, it'll be kind of fun. We'll see what it says, and we can talk about it next week too.
I wanted to ask Cleo what kind of music do you like?
I am open to seriously anything. I think that
Slash Need.
I don't know what that is, but I would.
It's right there. That poster.
Wow.
It scares me.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but
I'm not interested.
I bet they're cool.
But there is Sloan over here, so.
Sloan? I love Sloan.
A tour de force Sloan.
They just played a show at one of the local student bars here this weekend.
It might have been this one.
And on I couldn't go. And it was so sad because I'm from Calgary, and they played at the Wild Horse Tent this summer, and I went to that, and that was the coolest thing ever.
So. Nice.
But I seriously listen to everything. My parents listened to so many, especially my mom, to so many artists growing up, and she was always about getting new music. She was signed up for this CD delivery service.
Columbia House?
I don't even remember what it was, but I remember I was so excited growing up. I would always check the mail for the new CD for what they picked. I think it was some sort of alternative stream of it, but it was awesome, and yeah, I like everything.
Oh, you're going to fit right in with CFRC. We have a collection of all kinds of music.
Definitely.
Yeah. And plus the ones that you bring in that a lot of people may not know about. So
yeah, you said when you were listening to my show that you didn't know some of the songs.
A lot of them.
Good.
So yeah, but good thing though is that if I want to, or our listeners want to, they can go back into the CFRC.ca listen
archive,
and listen to your show from today in the archives.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll go back and listen without all the interruptions because I had other things on my mind as we were going through. But I really, you know, it just fit in with me trying to get ready for today's show. Yeah, perfect. It was perfect. Yeah. So, all right, Sean, do you have any items that you want to use right now?
None.
Or a little bit later on?
Probably. Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. So we should then cue the music. What song did you pick from DJ Shub?
I picked Old School is for Lovers instrumental.
Thank you.
Douglas.
Yeah, Sean, that was the great music you picked.
Me? No, that wasn't me. That was Chloe. Yeah. Cleo.
That
was Cleo.
Common mistake. It's all good.
Okay. Cleo, what two songs did you play? That was both of them are DJ Chubb.
Yeah, both of them are DJ Chubb. That last one was Pow Wow Dub. And the first one I played was Old School Is for Lovers instrumental.
Yeah, both very good songs.
Yeah.
That last one had me moving a lot over here. And
yeah.
I'm in the studio, the Don Ross studio, so, you know, it's kind of quiet over here. But when you played that song, it was really great. So you get a chance to join us over here after to experience what it's like to be in as a guest of the show.
Of the show. You got it.
Now, I mentioned about a book. My librarian recommended this book. And it's called Treaty Words?
Treaty Words, For As Long As the Rivers Flow.
For As Long As the Rivers Flow. And my first thought was Western Canada, right?
Yes.
And so I thought, you know, and then now to read a little bit about the author, because I believe her name is Anna Mae Croft?
Amy Croft.
Right. Yeah. Amy Croft. And I had to learn a little bit about her. What did you find out about her there?
Well, I just found that she obviously talks quite a bit about treaties, what they mean, and how we should value them, and how she values them specifically. I'm going to read a short passage just from her author's notes at the end of the book here. Treaties are not just words written on paper or empty promises. They are not contracts for the sale of land. They are agreements by which our ancestors confirmed that we would share these lands without interference, but with respect for each other. Today, we need to better understand these values and renew these relationships, which build on the relationships that have existed for a millennia between all of creation. These relationships help us to understand our responsibilities in these territories we call home.
They're so important, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah.
And so when I read through this book, I thought, okay, all the way through, she doesn't mention any of those items that you talked about there, what she really is thinking about it, but she guides the reader in to look in the pictures that the artist had put together with the stories, but also makes me think, and when I got the book and I sat down outside in the sunshine, it was a little warmer the day I read it, but I thought, this is perfect because I'm reading this, and in the book and in the words and the pictures that she has, she's trying to bring me, the reader, into observing where I'm sitting. And so the observation of sounds, the smells, the feel of the land around you, and, you know, what came before, what's here now, and what might be coming next. I found out last night what comes next, the skunk. He was right at my back door last night, driving the dog crazy, but didn't raise its tail. I was so happy.
Oh, good.
but it was a beautiful animal right at my back door. And I thought, oh.
We're talking of a skunk?
A skunk. It was beautiful.
How do you figure?
Its coat looked really fluffy and clean. The white and the black were contrasting. And its face looked right at us.
I feel the exact same way about raccoons.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Even though I am also kind of afraid of them if they run up too close to me, especially in the middle of the day because they are nocturnal, and when they're awake in the day, I think that can't be good.
Rabies.
But nonetheless, they're so cute. And I don't know. When they walk, they're all jiggly. I think it's awesome.
Right, yeah.
And as you were saying, their fur is so soft, and I don't know, even though a skunk could spray you.
Yes, yeah. Well, you just keep calm.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
I'm not sure
stays
if I care
too.
For either one.
What's that?
I don't know that I care for either one.
Oh.
I'm an otter kind of guy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Now, would you like to be an otter kind of guy in the winter time, sliding down the riverbank on the snow?
Yes.
I would like to be an otter any time of year.
Oh.
I think...
Wait a minute. Are we talking about being an otter? Or being a skunk? Or being a raccoon?
Being like one.
Being like one.
There's the word.
Okay.
Because
I'm not sure if I'm down with shape-shifting.
No.
You're not.
No, that's somebody else's group.
Very, very definitely.
I think coming back to the book, though, mm-hmm. Amy Kraft, I guess, as you were saying, even though she doesn't exclusively and explicitly say exactly what she says in her author's notes, she does kind of guide that train of thought as you're reading it. And I think that's something that a great writer can do, is that they don't need to tell you exactly what they're saying, but they show it to you. And conveying feelings through writing, I think, is a really great thing. And it's more convincing to me than telling me straight up. So
there's a book that I recommend you read.
Well done.
Yeah. Maybe we'll give you time here at Aboriginal Voices to zip through it before we go home.
I mean, it is quite short. I think that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, except, as I said, I put my coffee on the picnic table outside, sat back in my chair, the wind gently blowing and feeling the sunshine, and I started reading it, and I thought, I'm not putting it down even to drink my coffee. I wanted to kind of go through the feelings from page to page to page that she took me through.
Yeah.
And then I had to read the very last part. What does this lady do? She's an author, a very good author. I really enjoyed that. And I was carried away, but I was also carried to, well, Sean knows, because I like to be outdoors and hiking trails and maybe canoeing if we could, or in the winter time, lots of activity in the winter and the snow. But it held me, but it made me think. And then I had to go back and read it a couple of days later because I realized how it had grabbed me to think about my photography or my recording outdoors or just observing so I could take more, like the skunk. I observed the skunk more than I probably would have before reading this.
Yeah.
So it had a big impact. And I hope that others will like to read it. So there we go. Do you have a song that we could play, maybe Come My Way is the...
Come My Way is ready to go.
Oh, okay. And this is Tara Williamson.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. All righty. Ready to go?
To be brave, but while the others are marching, my mind wanders away, and I wonder why we're hiding. There's no need to be ashamed, 'cause if it weren't for love, we wouldn't have to protest anyway. So come my way, love. Come my way. Come my way, love. Come my way. Anyway, so come on. I have always been fighting, and I have tried to be brave.
This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radio show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
Every time a bell rings, someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's nonstop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide 2 meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca. And let's make these bells stop ringing.
Okay, well, there we go, Sean and Cleo. Did I get it right?
Yes, Cleo, you got okay. it right.
I mentioned to you that earlier that we were going to talk about another book that I picked up at the library.
It looks more like a magazine.
It does look like a magazine, but then when you take it, it's basically written by a number of people. Each chapter is written by that individual person in it. But I just want to read the very first part of the book that says welcome, because the lady is Shalyn, that's her first name, Jodry, and she writes to say, quote, I am a storyteller, an artist of words. Having grown up in an era when it feels safer to share and even celebrate my Indigenous heritage, I feel it is also my responsibility to help share our community's stories, to describe the Bear River people is really important. And as they are today, and she also honors the way they were in the past. So then each chapter is really important because each of those are artists, basket weavers. And you guys can look through the book. Pop yeah. in. Yeah.
I am looking, Doug.
Okay. Good. Yeah. As I was talking about it, I stopped to look at the chapter, you know, when you look at the index at the front, you know, and the table of contents, basically. Then I was looking down.
Ontario Amber Alert in effect. The Peel Regional Police have requested an Amber Alert on October 21, 2025. Victim 1 Skylar Rose Deshipper, 1 year old, girl, white. Suspect 1 Anthony Deshipper, 38 years old, male, white. Suspect vehicle is a 2024 black Nissan Kick license plate FRV4520, Quebec. Last seen in Brampton, if observed call 911 https://amberalert.op.ca.
Ontario en alerte, alerte tombée. Peel Regional Police a demandé une alerte tombée le 21 octobre 2025 victime à Skylar Rose Deshipper, 1 an, fille, race blanche. Suspect un Anthony Deshipper, 38 ans, homme, race blanche. Nissan Kick 2024 noir plaque d'immatriculation FRV4520 Québec recherché. Vu pour la dernière fois à Brampton si aperçu. Composé le 9/1/https://ambralair.op.ca.
And, you know, being a stranger in the community, the people weren't sure about me at all. don't say anything, Sean, okay? But I thought, okay, well, I'll go and ask. Why not? So I went to ask at the band office if I could meet the chief. And they said, oh, well, he's not here right now, but we'll kind of track him down. But if you wouldn't mind, you can go over to the grocery store, and it's a kind of a grocery store, a cafe. They have coffee and snacks and that sort of thing. And so I went over and chatted with the fellow there, and he was, you know, at first, who are you and what do you want? And
what are you doing here?
Yeah. That way, you know, all the things that people would ask. I would probably wonder about myself if someone came to our community and just started asking around. But, you know, he said, okay. But he had two people working with him stocking the shelves. And he said, so what brought you to Nova Scotia? And I said, well, I'm coming back to visit. And it's 10 years since I graduated from university. And so he said, oh, what university? And I said, Dalhousie. He said, oh, too bad. Because he went to Acadia.
Oh, Wolfville.
Yeah. And you know, the funny part was, you know, we chuckled about it. And then I said, you know, that I spent 4 years in Halifax. But I also went to all the universities around the Maritimes because I was on the varsity hockey team. So that was, that changed the conversation right then. He said, well, what would you suggest young people do, you know, and I, when they come time, comes time to decide whether to go to school or not? And I said, go. You never know what you're going to find when you get there. It may be just what you want, or you don't know what you want to do when you first start out. But there's so many opportunities to learn about different places in the world around a university.
Yeah, totally.
And that was funny because he said, oh, could you talk to my daughter? She's the one in the first aisle there. I said, well, okay. But you better tell her you're sending me to talk to her. Anyway, I went and asked what she was interested in doing, and I told her that I was part of the radio here at CFRC, and it's run for campus and community members. So you're a student here at Queens.
Yes.
So you're coming to be part of CFRC team.
I am.
And Sean and I are community members, and we're part of the CFRC team. So the interaction is really a lot of fun for me because I learn what the younger people are interested in. And she said, oh, well, why did you go to Dalhousie? The honest truth, I didn't go to study. I went to play hockey.
Yeah.
But I found out I really like being here and I like being at the university classes and learning. And I found some things of interest to me. So that was that led me into a whole career of teaching. But you know, I said, I don't know what you're interested in. And she said, outdoors. And that's all she said. Yeah. Okay. I understand fully, you know. And then I told her about some of the projects I was involved in that meant traveling around the Maritimes. But then afterwards, they finally said, okay, the Chief Muse will see you, but it's got to be at his house, and he's going to be in his garage. And I thought, okay, they don't want me to go to the band office. They don't want me to go anywhere else. I'll go in. And when I walked in, he was sitting. He's got a workshop there and, you know, ash all over the place and
cool.
In different sizes and states. And I sat down to chat with him, and the politician in him came out right off. And I thought, I don't want the politician. I want to know about Bear River, and I wanted to know more about what's going on and what people are doing. And I told him that's, you know, part of Aboriginal Voices when Sean and I were first starting, it was to celebrate the people, the music, the culture. And you notice I didn't say politicians or any of the political problems, right? No political problems for us.
Yeah, none at all.
We tried to steer clear. It didn't keep us away completely all these years, but but then it was really important. Oh, and I kept looking up into, because we're in his garage, and it's not a really big garage. It's like a car and a half size. But I kept looking up, and over my head is this beautiful birch bark canoe.
Wow.
And I kept looking up, and he finally said, what do you think of that? I said, beautiful. And did you make it? And he said, no, his grandfather made it. But if you'd like, I'll show you mine. Because he learned from his grandfather how to make it, canoes. But also all the other items that are around. And I said, tell me a little bit about what you do other than a chief's job. And so he started telling me, he said, maybe you want to come with me. I heard you like the outdoors. How did he know? Somebody came to talk to him. Anyway, so he took me down to the lake, and the lake feeds into the Bear River that leads out into the bay, the Fundy Bay, and it was neat because we said, this is my cabin, this is where I go to cool off, or especially after those council meetings, or if we have meetings with the folks who come from away. Mm-hmm. And we sat and chatted on a couple of chairs, and he said, are they comfy? And I said, no. He said, I didn't think so. Maybe that we could go for a walk. And we walked down onto the dock, and then he said, here's my canoe. You want to try it? Yes, please. And I said, okay, if you don't mind, do you want stern or bow? And he said, no, I want to see what you can do with it. I don't know if he was testing or not, but boy, was it ever nice to get in and get a feel for it. Very different from the birch bark canoe that he built was very different from many of the aluminum canoes that I'd been in.
Yeah.
Yeah, very different.
Definitely different.
You know, a different feel on the water and everything. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. So now I open this book and chapter 2, and as soon as I open it, it's got a photograph of him.
There he is.
That's Frank. And Frank Muse, his brother, Mike, was in my class at Dalhousie University.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you make that connection right away when you met him?
Not at first, no. But I kept looking at him thinking,
I know you.
You look familiar. Have we met? You know, that's the kind of feeling I had. But then we got talking and he said, so you were at Dal and in a phys ed. And I said, health and phys ed. Yeah. And so what year did you go there? He said, and he pinned it down right away. Yeah. You're there with my brother because he's at a 10-year reunion right now. So, yeah, pretty
two
funny.
And two.
But
he was astute.
Yeah. But you look at the baskets that he makes.
Yeah, I was looking at, he's got a fishing creel.
Yeah.
Which I never really knew that that's what it was called. Mm. And basically it is the basket you would put over your shoulder that you put your caught fish in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The ones you're going to take home and eat.
Yeah.
Not the ones you're going to eat right there.
Yeah, the ones you would take home and eat and...
you can see in the photo here, there's kind of a hole in the top. Yeah. So I think you just pop them right in.
Yeah.
You know? And then obviously you'd open it up and dump all the catch out. But that's interesting. It says also that there's, so it's traditional style of basket with one leather strap. The rest is all from
the wood.
It's amazing, isn't it, that they could use...
Oh,
yeah.
That would be the... I feel like it would be two leather straps.
Yeah, me too.
but it depends. If you want to get it...
A couple of leather strings.
Two leather straps would be difficult because if you catch a fish, you want to get it off the hook and you want to put it somewhere before it jumps away on you, right?
Yep.
Yeah, in this hole.
Yeah, but if you have two straps, then you've got to take one off. Yeah, that's why it's like a sling.
Well, there's the sling, there's the one strap of the sling, and then the other leather strap is the strap that closes it.
Right.
We're
just like the
here.
Lock.
Yeah.
So I would say two straps.
Me too.
Oh.
Or one strap.
No, here's a better look at it here.
One's the latch.
Either way, it's very nice.
Mm. Yeah.
But we've discovered something.
I think this is a new one.
Is it?
This is purse to use a small day basket with cover.
Oh, it's a purse.
It's just similar. It has a similar weaving pattern to it.
With hole, one without hole. Mm-hmm.
There's some very interesting works in here of his.
He has an intricate turtle. I don't think it's a basket, but it is woven.
Yeah.
And then he's got one that is woven onto the basket. And it's a day basket. It's a day basket that is kind of like a knapsack.
Almost a backpack style.
Backpack, knapsack. Whatever you call them. In my day, there was a knapsack.
Yeah.
Now they're called a backpack.
Now we call it a backpack.
And I would have called, when I saw it, I would have called it a canoe pack. Because that's what you would want, barrel shape. so that if it falls in the water,
it floats.
It'll float. Yeah. And also, it's easier to get it if it gets caught in a major stream or.
I think this turtle on here would allow it to float.
Yeah, maybe.
How long do you think it takes to make just one of these day baskets?
A couple of days.
Possibly.
I believe it.
I would say a couple of days. I've, like, novice people that I know.
They also
have
describes
made them in a couple of days.
Yeah.
But the process of getting the strips, that could be weeks, years.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. The strips, that's definitely a difficult thing to do, to cut the wood like that.
What do
like
they
that?
Call them even in here? I call them strips, but so you got a. He's probably got all fancy name. Doug, what's the fancy name? Strips?
The biggest thing is.
Splints. Maybe splints.
Yeah.
Wood splints.
Part of the whole book, I think, has to do going back to what your first conversation about the Treaty Words book is, that it's all about the land.
Yeah.
What's there. And the respect for the land, respect for everything there, plants and animals. And then, you know, you find you don't take any or all trees. You decide which one and what you're going to do with it.
Yeah.
And so he talks about it. But so do some of the other people in that book, you know, with their writings. So anyway, what's the whole title?
The whole title is The Art of Mi'kmaq Basketry.
And so I would recommend this book. I mean, it just, as soon as I put it in my hand, I thought, I have to share this with Sean. Yeah. And I get to share with both of you, so this is really good. All right. I'm not sure if you have a song for us, but while you choose the song you want, I just wanted to say that one of the other people in there is Stephen Jerome, and he talks all about when he's working with the wood to get the wood he's going to use to do this the splints, as you call them, and the pieces of wood that when he has to kind of cut down the grain to see what's there. Stephen spends a lot of time keeping track of the changes in the forests, and it's been a shock in the past 15 years how much it's changed, and he's trying to highlight it because, you know, they had New Brunswick and Nova Scotia and PEI had the spruce budworm go through there and take out a lot of spruce trees over the bunch of years.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, I don't know if you've seen Niagara region and Hamilton, Niagara, all the way through to both sides of Lake Ontario. Ash trees are being taken out by the ash borer.
Ash borer.
Yeah. And, you know, they make big changes. And in fact, it makes a change in the sense that you really can't use, after the borer has been in the tree, some of the wood itself then becomes not very pretty to look at if you break it off. Also, you know, the other things like, you know, handles for lacrosse sticks or... you know, those kinds of things that used to be hockey sticks out of ash as well, but...
Skis as well.
Skis. Yeah. The flooring for inside houses. But now...
Axe handles?
Axe handles, yes. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Bats?
Baseball bats.
Baseball bats.
They don't
work that in there. Did you see the game?
Yes.
Tell me... Yeah, I think what you have to ask is, tell me someone who didn't see the game.
Well, I was actually in a politics class last night that went over the game, and my prof said, you know what, we're going to end the the class early so you can all go home and watch it.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Nice. Good for that guy. What's his name?
Prof. Fernelli.
That's a round of applause.
Thank you, Fernelli.
Yeah.
I don't even really care for baseball, but wasn't that Jerry Springer?
Uh-huh.
When he knocked it out of the park, like, oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was all good.
You see him dancing around the
bases? Yeah. We could have played. You know what? I was fully expecting somebody to play music to him running the bases.
I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, music over top of him running.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. So we'd have to we'll have to play which one of our Aboriginal Voices musicians should be playing a song for that. We'll think about it.
Maybe that Blue Jays song. They've been playing it on the radio.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. It becomes obnoxious.
Oh, okay.
I don't know this song.
You don't know the song?
I do not know the song. No, the Blue Jays song. What is it?
We're not playing it tonight.
It's okay, Blue Jays. Let's play ball.
Yeah?
Yeah, but there's other stuff in there.
You've heard it too many times.
Yeah. They do an echo there, too, someplace.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, we have to go to music.
Can we do what?
We have to go to music.
I'll look it up on
Google. What did you pick?
I'm unsure how to pronounce this last name here. Cheryl.
Hirondelle.
Yeah. You got it. Well, this is Love One Another.
Oh, perfect.
Ready to go.
Dreams fall by the wayside. It's not your turn, not your day. If we try, we'll